past and present perfect?
I drove. I have driven.
Okay. Okay. See, I can ask you that, but somebody who doesn't know what principal parts are fresh to, like this old man, it's very difficult to get all those.
It's like me and siding.
No, it's not. I know. You're doing me a great favor just by telling me what you already know. But there will be a few verbs through here, and it's simpler if I just ask you, what are the principal parts of?
Okay.
Whatever. Okay, what do you call the part of the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
A roof, okay. And what kind of materials can a roof be made out of?
I don't know. I don't know about any of that stuff.
Okay. I learned a lot the first time I had to interview somebody with this, because there were a lot of things I had to explain that I wasn't sure about, and so I had to go look them up. Okay, what do you call the little things on the edge of a roof that carry water off? Up along the edge of the roof that catch the water as it comes down the roof, channels it down to the corner of the house.
I don't call that. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called. It's like a gully or something.
Like what?
A gully or something.
A gutter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what it's called, though. Okay. On top of the roof.
Well, they usually call it gutters or eaves troughs. Mm. Or just eaves. When you speak of somebody eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm, that kind of eaves.
That's sort of figuratively what they're doing, hanging from the eaves. dropping from the eaves.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not going to know what a valley of a house is, do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call the little building behind a house that you store wood in, keep tools in?
Just tool like shed.
Okay. Okay. And what do you call the... A toilet if it's outdoors.
An outhouse.
Okay. What are the principal parts of the verb hear?
Hear, heard, have heard.
Okay. Okay. What about the term hear tell? Have you heard that?
I've heard it.
I've heard tell. I've heard tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who uses that?
Grandmother.
Your grandmother? Does she use it regularly?
No.
No? Do your parents use it?
No.
Okay. So what about the term ain't? Did you ever use the term ain't?
Only when I'm kidding.
Only when you're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
What about other people in your generation? Do they use it just like you or in other places?
The people that I'm around my own age, I don't think use it. People when I was student teaching, there were quite a few black people who used it, and quite a few lower class. I don't mean it that way, but lower class students who used it.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever use it, say, when you're angry or when you want to make a strong point?
No.